number one relationship red flag I see, and it's ubiquitous. It is everywhere. Everywhere. It runs rampant. And I want to talk about it today. Welcome back to Relationships First. My name is David Dubay, and I'm excited that you're here today. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe. And if you find this information useful and helpful, definitely share it out. So here's the deal. This red flag is one that I see it all the time. I see it everywhere. And I'll be honest, it irritates me. It irritates me because I know it doesn't have to be a problem, but it is. Now, my first encounter with this was literally my first couples coaching session that I ever had. So this was in the mid-2000s, and I was doing corporate training with a mortgage company, and the training was called How to Read Anyone and Make Lifelong Clients in Just 30 Seconds. And as I was putting all my stuff away from my presentation, I had a gal approach me, and she's like, wow, you're really good at relationships, but have you ever done any relationship coaching? Now, before responding or answering to her, I thought about it a second. I was like, well, what did you have in mind? She tells me that she's engaged to get married in several months. And if she were to walk down the aisle tomorrow, she wouldn't take his hand. She would say no. And then she goes on to tell me how much she loves him and that she really, truly wants the relationship to work out. And she's hoping that I will sit down with her and her fiance. So I agree. I said, hey, sure, I'll sit down with you too. And I remember sitting down with them, which is, I don't know, like a day or two later. And she explains the situation. He explains his side of the scenario. And what it comes down to is they were looking for fulfillment from each other. And I'll be honest, this is often the case with most relationships. We're looking to find someone who can fulfill us. Now, there's a problem with this because really, if you can't find fulfillment alone, you won't find fulfillment with someone else. There's literally no way. No one will do it like you do it. It's like, I don't know, I'm anal retentive when it comes to clean and cleanliness. And so when someone else cleans something, if they don't do it to my level, it's just not done right. I think you know what I'm talking about. If someone does something that you do every day, but they don't do it to the level you do it, it's not done right. Ergo, no one can clean like I clean. No one can, I mean, sure, there are people out there as anal retentive as me, which means I'd want to find someone who's as anal retentive as me to clean my place or my bathroom or what have you, right? But that's not how it works. Most people are looking for someone like, I don't like to clean the bathroom, but I hope you do, so do it for me. And that's how a lot of relationships are made. That is wrong. That's the wrong way to do it. So in talking to them or listening to their problems, the idea was you guys are looking for each other to fulfill you when you don't even fulfill you to begin with. How do you expect the other person to love you if you don't even love yourself? And so we externalize so much of our reality. We're taught in school that the answers aren't within you, they're outside of you. And because they're outside of you, start looking outside of you for the answers because you won't find it in you. And the problem is, I mean, that is the problem. The answer that you're looking for is in you. It's not outside of you. The fulfillment you want is within you, not outside of you. So be happy, and then you will find happy with another. Like, if you're always hoping that the person outside you is going to make you happy, you're living in a lie. You cannot and will not. It's just not possible. And so this is a giant, these are red flags. And what happens in a lot of relationships too, so I see this with children or adults with parents who do the same thing to them. Let me give you an example. So I had a client whose mother imposes because she found that her husband was never going to make her happy. And then she had kids with her husband, that her kids were going to fulfill that need. And her kids were meant to make her happy. Do you see where I'm going with this? See how bad this is? And it happens that parents and then grandparents and then great-grand, it's a shared experience. It's one that's passed along to the next generation, to the next generation. And that you as a child must fulfill the parents' wants and desires because the parent needs to be happy and fulfilled. And you as a child, because my husband or my wife wouldn't do it, you now have to fulfill those needs for me. See how bad this is? And it stacks on itself. And this is very important. That's the conversation I had with them. It's like, if you don't solve this today, your marriage won't work tomorrow. And you see this in people everywhere. I have a strong, I don't know what the exact number is. There's so many single people out there, or even ones that are in, you know, relationships now, that before they were in a relationship, they got what? I see this all the time. It's a red flag. They have a pet. They have a dog. They have a cat. They can't live without them. Oh my God, my life would be empty if I didn't. You're right, it would be. You're right. Your life would be empty if you didn't have your pet. Because you're looking for something to dote over you and that you can dote over. You want to feel the unconditional love that you never received as a child from a pet, and you're hoping that that's going to be fulfilling enough for you. And then you become this monster of children that are fur babies, and you can't sustain a real relationship because a real relationship will never give you that happiness. Your partner won't dote on you like your dog or your cat will. And you'll never be happy. You'll always be chasing a dream because you have to have something that fulfills that. I know people all over the place who can't go to sleep without a TV on or some sound in the background because they can't be alone with their thoughts. They're afraid to figure out who they are. This is a huge red flag. I don't know. You can beat a dead horse, and I suppose I might as well continue to beat it. Does this make sense? So are you the person who has a dog or a cat and are single? If that's you, you must consider that you might be carrying this red flag. You have to know you. You have to spend time figuring you out. If you do not, you will continually look for relationships that fulfill the needs, wants, and desires that you have without even knowing what they are. Now, there's certain aspects in a relationship that you cannot have, yes, fully without a partner. You can't, like, you can go get a artificially inseminated and have a child. You can go adopt a child without having to go through the pregnancy and the relationship woes that it might take to have those things. But what you're doing then is you're fulfilling an emptiness that you yourself have never fulfilled yourself. Do you see how this is a problem? And then you will force that emptiness onto that responsibility to fill that void onto your son or your daughter or your pet or someone else, a friend, a family member, all because you are unhappy with you. This is a giant red flag that needs to be addressed. Now, there's two things. So if you're in a relationship, there's two things you can do. First, you can bring up the breach the subject on, hey, I'm not happy, you're not happy, we should seek counseling. So seek out help if you want to be in that relationship. I urge you to do that. Seek out help from someone who you know their interest is to help you solve the problem so you don't have to continually pay a therapist for years to not get anywhere because they're looking for you as their paycheck. So do your due diligence if you're looking to hire a therapist or a coach. Make sure there's someone whose interest is in helping you solve this problem and not keeping you on the hamster wheel to pay their monthly mortgage. Or option B is to run away from that relationship. But even in running away from that relationship, you must come and face the fact, the Pied Piper, that maybe you aren't happy with you, that you don't even know what it is that you want. In which case, you should also figure that out. But a lot of people, they don't want to be in a room alone with themselves to figure it out, to listen and to know who they are so they can better have a relationship with someone else. Red flags, my friend. Red flags. So in a short period of time from now, I'm going to be hosting a webinar where I'm going to be covering the five questions that if you have answered these five questions, this hopefully shouldn't be an issue for you any longer. Literally five questions. It's crazy. My life went through a crazy transformation in figuring this out for myself. And I thought I was good with relationships already. Didn't mean I couldn't get better. And when I realized these five questions and then answered them, my life changed drastically. And yours could too. So pay attention. I will be putting that out there. If you yourself are looking for help or assistance and you want mine, you can go to relationships-first.com and you can get on my calendar. If you have show ideas, you can go to relationships-first.com/ideas and you can submit those ideas to me. If you haven't already, subscribe. If you haven't rated the podcast, I'd love it if you did that. And if this was useful or helpful for you, or you know someone who, well, might be in this situation, send them this podcast. Forward this to them. Let them hear it. With that being said, my name is Dave Dubay with Relationships First, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.